beautiful. Thank you so much. One day I will sing. Not today. Not today. One day. Thank you. Tonight we are about to be blessed, about to be taught, about to be inspired, about to receive an impartation from a man who is a son of this father, this general, this phenomenon. That is what we have. It is too big to be one man's work. It's not possible. One man to build churches in 95 countries, one man to build 3 hospitals, one man to build a school, schools, one man to do a campus that is, nobody goes there and leaves and is the same. It's too much. And this general, that is our father, is sent. This general, this extraordinary pastor, has sent one of his sons to bless us with a word on how to knit our hearts together. Bishop Kweku Amponsa is a great friend, traveled widely, very experienced, from all the corners of the world. Wherever you want to go, he has been there. Yeah, wherever you want to go, he has been there, I'm sure. Except Siberia and Russia. But you don't want to go there too. How about China? Yeah, those are the places. And Cuba. But where you still don't want to go. This evening, giving glory to God and honor to whom honor is due, please welcome Bishop Kweku Amponsa.
Hallelujah. Oh, give Jesus a better hand clap. To Jesus. To Jesus be all the glory and all the honor. Well, it's a blessing to be in the Ashanti region, specifically to be in Kumasi. Aside Chrome, isn't it? Yes, and we thank God for bringing us here. I thank God for your convener, Bishop Eddie Fabi. Hallelujah. And Bishop Patrick, it's always a blessing and a joy to be with you. My big brother, the former Archbishop, So, we thank God for our dear Bishop's life. Hallelujah. He has put all this together for us to be together. And I think it's commendable. And we thank God. I believe as we keep on hearing the teachings, our lives are being transformed. How many of you agree? So, let's honor God's servant. For you see, sometimes it looks like the man just did something, you know. When we were in his office and I was asking him, so tonight what should I preach? He said, no, God has given you a message. So there I realized that he just did not bring me. God just used him to bring me here. So you can see that God is using him to do something. So let's honor God for his servant. And I thank God for the dear bishops. I mean, we recognize all our bishops here. When a bishop is in the house, you have to recognize him. So we recognize Bishop Charles. Are you with me? We recognize Bishop Samson. Clap for them. Bishop Noble, are you with me? And Bishop Hodge, you can't have it better than this. Come on. Come on. And we recognize all the apostles, all the bishops coming from the different denominations. Our dear bishop is here. Come on, put your hands together for him. And for all the lady reverends, pastors, lady pastors, we acknowledge you. God bless you. And for you too, put your hands together for yourself for coming. It's a blessing for us to be together. Hallelujah. It's amazing when we are in church, we say we are clapping. Some people are at the back, their hands are at their back. I mean, life is so interesting, eh? I said, Let's clap for our bishops, our pastors, our reverends, our lady pastors, our bishops' wives. Clap for yourself. Hey, young man. Yeah, the young man in white. You are the reason why I'm talking. Yes. First he was like this. Then now he became like this. Are your hands not for you? Let's give Jesus the best hand clap. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's thank him for bringing us together once again. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you are still breathing through your nostrils, then he deserves the glory. He deserves the glory. Kola bandele bikas to fakie shikantas tabala katiste. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tule badaya kosti. Suma la madeko tosto fabanda la bakosti. Male bados te mekedere kiklas to flakamaja keteste. Lobronda bakasto ka. Shilogandesti. Viganda la bakoste braja katasta badi. Rilonda la mokusti brijana katandas ta fakiandustu. Sulania katandas. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. Lebrande beleketeste vigede katusta. For without you, we can do nothing. Ma lo katanda la basto. We need you in this season, Lord, more than any other season. We need you now more than ever. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats, please. Hallelujah. Hey, Zoro, is that you? What's your name again? Piero. Yeah, it's Piero, isn't it? Zoro is in Accra, yes. Hey, the famous Piero. Okay, you come to sit down coolly. How's your wife? She's well. Say hello to her. Yeah, Zoro, Piero, Piero. Yes. Zoro is those who leave you, isn't it? Okay. You know, you've switched these things on. We can't talk freely. Yeah, right. Oh, is it off? Is it off so we are free? Are you sure? Akabon this. Thank you. Yes. Let's feel free in the house. What is this? No, you are sitting in America and you are insulting me because me, I'm standing here sweating. I beg you. Ah. I mean, some people will also be blessed when they watch it, but it's okay. Let's flow. What do you think? We are still on the subject of loyalty, disloyalty. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's loyalty, disloyalty. Are you understanding me? Because we want to flush out every element of oranguism in our lives. What do you think? It's not nice to be an orangu. An orangu, you won't go to heaven. Yeah. Well, that's what I think. Yes. Yes, you are spoiling God's church. We can't sit down and give our lives to God's work and then allow just somebody to just spoil it for us. Are you with me?
Yes.
Look, no country would you enter would they allow you to just come and spoil it and go.
No.
Including Ghana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Including Ghana. They will never sit down for you to just enter the country and come and spoil it and go. No, no. Any country, they will use laws to arrest you. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And over here too, we will use loyalty and disloyalty to arrest you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Yes. But it pays to be faithful. Okay? It's worth being faithful. Yeah. Like this morning, I was giving them reasons why we must be faithful. And that when you are faithful, God will choose you. Are you with me? When Bishop Fabian was talking to us this morning, and then he was telling us about the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then he used a word, confiboni. He said, oh, confino, edubebia, Nebuchadnezzar, and you don't care about him. And you told him, even if God will not deliver us. Yeah. But you see, God is so faithful, he honored their word. Yes, in the end, they were the turning point. Nebuchadnezzar couldn't believe it. That these guys are in fire and they are not burning. Yes, even the people who were, they got burnt. Some of them got burnt. Yes, but they were in the thing. And you see, there is something about God is mysterious. You can be in the hottest battle. Everything will look like there's an air conditioner around you. So it's worth being faithful to God.
That's right.
Are you understanding me? Yeah. And so let us imbibe this culture, okay? And be confident about it, that you are a loyal servant of God and you go to that loyalty church. It's okay. We have a denomination called Loyalty House.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
When you are in Loyalty House and you leave, it means you are disloyal.
Yeah.
Yes. You are in Loyalty House. The house is called Loyalty House. Then you leave. You are disloyal. Are you with me? And it's a beautiful thing. It's one of the best subjects, you know, God gave to our daddy, Bishop Doug. Let's honor God for Bishop Doug's life. Yes. 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 Let's honor God for Bishop Doug. You are not clapping, you are a suspect.
Yeah. We suspect you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Tomorrow, we will continue the subject our dear Bishop Patrick was preaching this morning, the culture of allegiance. And yes, tomorrow, yeah. We have to imbibe the culture that our daddy is our daddy. He's our prophet. He's our father. And we will defend him with our lives. That's the culture of the house. Hallelujah. So sit down. And let's read some scriptures and then, you know, flow in the... Yeah. I mean, I have two books here. Those who forget and then those who are ignorant. I would have given you to choose one for me, but I think where it is now, I'll just take those who are ignorant. What do you think?
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 25.
That's right. That's right. Keep preaching.
Matthew 25 verse 21. Yes. These are one of the favorite good scriptures in the Bible. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Just stay with that one. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what qualifies you for more. He said, because you see, you may not have much, but he's seen what you do with the little. Then he said, because of that, now enter into the joy where more will be given to you.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. But you see, the qualification is good and faithful. Good and loyal. And you see, the thing you discover about Christendom today is a lot of people are good, but they are not faithful. Yes, yes, every man proclaims his own goodness. A lot of people are good, but they are not faithful. So you will see that when people become unfaithful, the thing that they use against you is their goodness. Look, look. She left the choir. Not because of anything, but she thought she had been coming for the meetings for a long time and everybody doesn't come early like her. So why should she be spoken to like that? Yeah, so she's thinking about the good she has done. But you see, the faithfulness is the test. Because you will see that he did not bless the servant because of his goodness. He said, based on your faithfulness over a few. So God is watching your faithfulness over your goodness. So you are a good person. But if you are not faithful, you won't be able to advance with God. For your good, nobody can take it from you. You are a nice person and nobody can stop it. And it's true. And that's what you are boasting about. That's what you are highlighting about. Yes. But what about something happening to you that you don't like, but you are still there? You don't like, but you are still there. And you say, hey, I used to come to church all the time early. Hey, me, pa, what I've done. That's what they are all professing. Yes. I gave this amount of money to the church. I did this for the church. How could I have been treated this way? I did this. It's your goodness. But he said, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy. There's a joy of the Lord. There's an abundance of God. It is not meant for just people who are good. It is meant for people who are good and faithful. Good and faithful. Good and faithful. Good and loyal. You're a good person, but it's time now to advance your goodness into becoming a loyal person. Advance it. Advance it. If not, your gift will kill you. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You are too good at what you do. If there is no character, faithfulness in your life, your gift will kill you. Nobody can advise you. Nobody can speak to you. Nobody can correct you. The gift will kill you. Are you here or you are going home? Piero. It's good to see the famous Piero. Yes. Look, you see, the gift, it killed Michael Jackson. It killed him. Yes, yes, it's the gift. Yes. He was gifted. The guy was gifted. The gift, it will kill you. It killed Whitney Houston. Oh, yes. It takes them out, huh? Yeah. Elvis Presley, he just takes you out. It's the gift. The gift is given by God. The gift does not belong to you. It's a power that... but you are all born the same day. Six children are born. You alone, you can sing like there's pipe organ in your voice. Can't you see God gave it to you? So the gift, it will make money. But if you won't serve God, you won't use the thing to serve God, the gift in this world, it will kill you. And you see, you would discover the gift does not belong to you. It belongs to God. That's why when you die, the gift still makes money whilst you are dead. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go see. Look, Michael Jackson, he was poor. At some point, he was very poor. When he died, people started buying his albums. Then more money came. The gift is not for you. God gave it to you. When you don't use it to serve him and allow yourself to be controlled. Look, many orangus, they feel they are good. You hear orangus talking? Yeah. Yes. They will tell you the things they have done. Yeah, the things they have done. And why they don't deserve to be treated the way they are being treated. They will list up, go on the internet and check. You will see it's all about what I did, what I did, what I did. I don't argue with you. It's your goodness. But when it came to the test of whether you can stand to be blessed, when it came to the test of whether you can go through the fire, you failed. And some of us here, you are angry and you don't want to do much again. And you have slowed down on everything because you feel you have done so much and you were not appreciated the way you should be appreciated. Yeah, you are the one I'm talking to now. That's why you become down. That's why when they say, well, what's happening? You don't want to do anything anymore.
Reserved.
Yes, you are reserved. He's watching you. There is more he could have given you. Yes. Yeah. There are more doors he could have opened to you. There are higher heights he could have. He said, enter into the, hey, the people are looking. You will see married couple. They want the joy. They want to enter the joy. It's a certain joy. They want to enter. Yeah. They are good, but they don't have characters. She's very beautiful, but very beastly. She's very beautiful. I mean, when she comes out, everybody sees her and say, wow. The way she's looking, the way she's smelling, when she passes by you, the way she speaks. But only Shubai Bakumpo. When you need to feel the buffo, be power soon, sis. Yes, well, Boglas. Hey, me, I've been with a pastor before. You know him, I'll tell you later. If you remember, in Switzerland, I've been with a pastor. The wife, the thing is off, isn't it?
Yes.
She's a Cameroonian, wild woman. Hey, I was in the house. The lady was preparing the food for us to eat. She came into the living room. She put the things up, fish, this. Then I think she had a bowl of glass of salad. She was coming from the kitchen. And the guy is a very cool guy, some Liberian guy. As he was coming, the guy said something, or the guy's daughter said something. She wasn't happy. She was angry. She left the bowl like that on the floor. Everything broke. When I looked at the thing, I looked and then I told the guy, you know what? Let's go out. Let me talk to you for 2 minutes. I told him, take me home. Take me home. Yes. I said, take me home. Because this thing that has broken, the next one may be a knife. Take me home. She said, yeah. So you can never enter into a certain joy. Pastors, are you hearing me? You are good, but be faithful, huh? You are a good person, but be faithful. For God to promote you, for God to take you higher. He said, good and faithful. You dwell too much on your goodness. We proclaim too much our goodness. Ah, yes, your gift. Me, I know how to sing. Why don't they want me to sing today? Today you won't sing. Sit down. Sit down. And respect others also singing. They may not sing like you, but sit down and learn something from them. Why should it always be you? That's why you are developing a bad character. Can I preach? A guy is close the thing. Can I preach?
Preach, Bishop.
Why are some ding 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 out here? Sorry. And nobody can control you in the church. Yes. Yes. In the name of, I have a pipe organ voice. So what?
Sit down.
Yeah, with no character.
We don't want it.
Why are you going from me?
Oh, you are preaching.
Good and faithful servant. Yes. And because you have been faithful over a few.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A few.
Yes. Not much. A few. Just being faithful over a few. Now she says she's good. She knows how to cook. So she cooked the food for the wedding, and then we came and we ate the food, and then she said when they were giving the vote of thanks, they never mentioned any names. I saw in the crowd, maybe.
Yes.
Yes. They thanked everybody, and then they left me out. Yes, me, the one who cooked the food. And I could see, look at the way they were chewing the chicken. The chicken in their mouth like chewing gum. I saw in the crowd, I mean, I get amazed, like, our dear bishop was preaching today, was saying that a pastor can leave this church and go and be a pastor somewhere. You are sick. Yes, you are sick.
Very sick.
Yes, you can be a pastor in a church. Then you say, I don't. What will make you? Because you think you're a good person.
Yeah.
You think you're a good person. Yeah. But you see, you're leaving to go and then sit somewhere else and say, I'm still a pastor. Makes you an unfaithful person.
Yeah. That one. That's true.
And you'll be shocked. You are still a good orator. You are still a good preacher. You are still somebody who can articulate your words. But you will never enter a certain joy of the Lord. Yes. The skill of cooking there, he will never take it from you. But because you couldn't pass the test of faithfulness, because he said, because you have been faithful over a few. He did not say because you have been good over a few. Yes. So stop depending on your... I said all of us, in the day, that's something, they rebuke you, something come against you. You always be thinking about your goodness. Hey, for all that I did for these people, me, powerful people, is this what... That's, I said, that's why you have become what you have become. Tonight, let it change. I said, tonight, let it change. May God find you faithful. May you be a faithful person in his house. Because you be faithful over a few things, may the Lord discover you. May the Lord find you like he found David. David was so faithful that in the day when his father was sending him to go and see his brothers, he left those few sheep with a keeper. He had a few, but he cared for them so much. He left them with somebody. Look after them for me. My heart is in them. My heart, I love them. I have defended them against bears and lions. Please take care of them for me. And you see, God opened a floodgate. One day, the shepherd boy. One day, the boy that a prophet comes to the house, they will not even invite him. One day, he became the mighty. Till today, David is the mighty king of Israel. I said, you are gifted though, and I respect it. But don't let it enter your head. It will kill you. Yeah. It will destroy your future. Yes. He said, Michael Jackson, nobody could talk to him. Oh, yes. The brother, Jermaine Jackson, said one day, they used to take him to court. Yeah, people say you play with children. They say they used to take. Then he said one day, he invites them once a year to his house. Neverland. Neverland would be like 10 times this place. It's a ranch. He said one day he was traveling from America to Japan, and then somebody told him, oh, Rockefeller has this place. Let's go and pass through there. He said they passed through there. Then he asked them. They said they were selling it. $650 million. He said he couldn't take Neverland from his mind. By the time he came back from Japan, he had bought it. In the end, they couldn't even maintain it. Look. He loved his mother, and they said when they got together, they spoke to him that, Michael, about these children, things. He was angry. He was angry. He said when they left, the mother used to call him. He will give the bodyguards, tell her I'm not available. So later, everybody stopped talking his mother because he's big. Yes, he's gifted. Yeah, among the Jackson 5, he's different. You see, he killed him. He killed him. Yeah. He killed. They are all there. They are all there. Yeah. The unique one, he's gone. He killed him. Yeah. Whitney Houston, her best friend was Cece Winers. They sang the song, Count on Me. I'll be there for you. Oh, when you watch that song, you will cry. Yeah. Yeah. But money. Yeah. He could take cocaine. Now you can. The person doesn't even know where she is. A church girl who would never travel without a Bible in her bag. A church girl, purely church girl. Her mother, grandmother Kizzy, is a normal church person like we all go to church. That brought the girl up in church. But when your gift overrides... Yes, when your gift overrides everybody and nobody can control you, and nobody can tell you, sit down, and you will sit. Then now, you will fall off the earth. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. You see, these kind of people, the guy, they never found him till today. He's called Castro or something, isn't it? They never found him till today. Yeah. They never, till today. Wherever he is, he's stuck there. And he saw this thing, so me, music, this. Nobody can control you. Nobody can tell you what to do. The gift is from God, though. And if you like, watch, anybody who is extremely gifted, yeah, that the person doesn't use the gift to serve God, they don't live for long.
Yes.
They don't live for long.
Yes, yeah.
Because the gift is for God. It's not for you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it is. That's what it is. Look. Hey, but even today, you see footballers, when they score a goal, they look into the sky.
Yes.
Then they get, some of them kneel down. Then they do this.
Yes.
Some of them, they remove their t-shirt. You see Jesus written
yes.
there.
Yes.
They know. So you too, don't just sit in the house of God and pride in yourself that you are beautiful. And by all means, somebody will marry you. So you don't care about anybody. Are you here or you are going home? We come to church anyhow. Thinking that if you don't come, we will come and follow you up and beg you to come back. So because of that, it's like we need you more than you need God. So you come and you misbehave and you behave anyhow. Come and sit in church chewing gum like a cow. Oh yeah, we don't care. You will never be invited to see King Charles and you can go and chew gum in front of him. You will never enter Buckingham Palace. They give you the things you have to do. Yeah, including what you should wear. Yes. Yes. Yeah, they have a dress code for you. Yeah, and they will tell you what you should say to him. Questions you shouldn't ask him. Even the Pope, they will tell you, don't touch him. Yeah. And women, you have to be all be covered. That one, before you enter Vatican, you will be covered before they let you. The security guys, even if you are going for just touring, they make sure your hands are covered and your legs are covered. If not, you won't enter. Oh, yes. Yes. You'll come tomorrow morning, we'll talk about it. Are you with me? Eh? Are you with me? You want to work in McDonald's? McDonald's, you will see. Managers have clothes they have to wear. You come in your own clothes anyhow, they will sack you. You'll be shocked. Yeah. Can't you see KFC? KFC in Accra is the same kennel. But why do you make noise if we put Bishop's picture? It's the kennel. The kennel who developed the recipe. He's the one. So why are you making noise when we put his picture? What's wrong with you? No, I said KFC is the kennel's picture. So why? When we say happy 60th birthday, Bishop Doug, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
Every American president, when you land at any American airport, his picture is there.
Yeah.
When I landed in America, and then I saw Obama's picture in New Jersey, I said, this guy is a wild guy. Yes, Hussein. Are you understanding what I'm saying or you are not with me? Try to modify, okay? And change your mindset, all right? And don't just think that Bishop Patrick needs me. They are calling. Tell them I'll call them later. Your Bacenta leader is begging you. Oh. Even that one, you won't come. They come and visit you. You are hiding in the room. You say you are not there. No, it's an unfaithful way of being a Christian. Yeah. And you see, I say you pride in the fact that you are good. Hey, especially the choristers. Hey. The choristers. Yes. I mean, voice na mudi di agrosal. I mean, sakran kamiko tu nyumu krum ka by now kamayobi unka unya shi wa baby. Threatening us. Threatening us. You will leave the church if we don't say this. We will leave the church if we don't. The doors are open. Leave. Go. Hey, Bishop Fabian, the lady told me. She said that the guy is always threatening me. He said, Bishop Charles, he said, Oba Bibia, I will leave. Then the lady will beg him. Everything. Oh, she's cook. I call it trans, you know, one or two, no. Who called you? This. If you don't tell me, then I don't want to be. She will beg him. He said one day she mastered courage. And then he came. Then as he sat down, something she was asking him questions. So the time you came, where have you been? This, he said, you can't ask me this kind of question. Don't tell me this. Then the lady said, oh, I need to know. He said, if you ask me again, I will leave. He said, I'm asking you. The guy said, I'm leaving. The lady said, she opened the door. He said, okay, go. Oni baby ako, oni baby ako. Ojo, just a we punish. I will leave. Oni baby ako. There is nobody who will treat him like the way the lady treats him. Into I say, the door is open today, dear. I'm telling you, leave my house and go. Ojo, okay, I'll sit down. But next time, don't be asking me these questions again. So, oh, you see, Ochia. Oh, you don't have anywhere to go. We are with you here. You are part of us. You are my brother. You are my sister. And we are in this together forever. From today, all the threatenings, we cast them out of our midst in the name of Jesus. Yes. And it's time to be a loyal servant. It's time to be a consistent servant. It's time to be a stable, established, devoted, committed Christian in the house of God. And you belong to the mega church in Jesus' name. Amen. No, your amen, I didn't hear it well. Amen. How many of you are with me? Ah, we have a beautiful church, man. Sit down. And we are closing. Oh. But are you glad you came? Are you glad you came? Don't you think we have something substantial? As Bishop Patrick was just describing some of the things Bishop has done, I mean, my heart was leaping for joy. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Bishop is something. He stands in a forest too. Then out of it, he creates Mampong, a campus. Yeah. If it's given to you, you'll be shocked. You will chop all the wood and start selling it as firewood. No, it's true. It's true. Look, it takes the eye of God, eh? Yes. to say this, there should be a library of anointed men here. Even who has this mind? You see, people know of Madame Tussauds, where you go, you see president, you see a film star, this. But who has this mind of yes, anointed men who have left? Let's do something like this to honor them. In Ghana, do you know the materials? Where would you get them from? Yes, and do this thing that can be there in this heat and still be preserved. I said, if they had given that forest to you. If they had given that forest to you, it's true. That's what our dear lady pastor is saying. You will sell the land. We can be now see. Yeah. By now, yeah. Yeah. Or akwani ba or drive Volvo si fa Volvo ni ma mina befa you one plot. Yeah, 80 by 70. 100 by 100. You will sell all. Yeah. And they use all to chew goat meat and sit down. So let's if the same person is speaking to you, do this. Better not get angry, eh? Yeah. And you learn the wisdom. Yeah. Behind the person speaking to you. Yeah. Me too. Six manifestations of disloyalty. One or two, then we go. Yes. Oh, Bishop Ash, so people are good, though, but they are not faithful. So you see a lot of people, they are skilled. Maybe he's a very good chef who can cook, but today he's in this restaurant. The next time, he's in that restaurant. The next time, he's in that restaurant. So he's always new somewhere, but never substantial. Yes, but very talented. There are many like that. Yeah. Now what come on? Yes. Even when you sing, and then they tell you, could you have taken your time down this? You say, oh, na se wu ni mnyumto. How come you are telling me what to do? And today they are among the choristers. Yeah, and you are on this side too, isn't it? Once I come there, no, the Lord gives me the window. Yeah. Yeah. Just say, because of your perfume, the way you look, you come to church, you've parked your car, the usher says, sit here. We shan't any motion is only from then. It's like, you bypass him and then you go and sit somewhere. You see, they are shouting. It's real. I'm talking about real things. Yes. Yeah. So we are good, but we don't have character. Yes. Yeah. Hey, they can talk. When they start brutalizing themselves, these leaders, I'm starting on kick camp before I can see any of them. Oh, yeah, she. Yes, wet salad. It's changing today. I said it's changing today. Something is turning around in our lives in Jesus' name. Even though you are a good singer, from today, you'll be a humble person who can be spoken to in Jesus' name. Six manifestations. Yes, but we'll do one or two, yeah. Yes, disloyalty. We manifest unnecessary things. Yes. Why your pastor? You are bold. Yes. The bishop will call you. You say you won't come. And you are confident to tell him on the phone, I'm busy. Is it a nice way?
No.
To manifest means to demonstrate.
Yes.
To display. Exhibit or to show forth something. People show disloyalty in many ways. He said, why do we need to look at the manifestations of disloyalty? Because loyalty and disloyalty are things of the heart. Have you seen it? And things of the heart cannot easily be seen. That's what I'm saying. Develop character. Because things of the heart cannot easily be seen. So some are able to hide even their true character until they become bishops. Yes. Yes. Then they manifest. At that high profile level. Yes. Yeah. You know when the consecrators, I don't know what they say this day, but when they say we are consecrating him into the high office. The high office of a bishop. Reduce yourself to a Facebook speaker. From the high office. That's the job you've given yourself. Yeah. Into a Facebook speaker. Trying to debunk the thing I'm teaching you. Good and faithful servant. Trying to debunk it. Yes. And they never fail, huh? They never fail. If you really want to enter into the joy of the Lord, you can't imagine it. The Bible says, eye has not seen, neither ear said, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things God has prepared for those who love him. What God can do with your life as you are sitting here, you don't have the slightest idea. Oh, that's true. It's true. Hey, he can bless you with money. It's a spiritual thing. He can give you ideas to create things that will give you, you will not even know what to do with it. God, I'm talking about God, what God can do with you. But our character. Yes. Piero, our character. No, they are angry. Bishop sitting in church, a nice bishop like you. They don't know how long you've prayed. They don't know what you have done to even come and start. As they came, no. He is coming from a prostitute's house. He has come to sit down, wipe his mouth like he has not eaten. Well, me, I brought myself to church. Look at the way they are talking to me. But who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? The church is the pillar of truth.
Yes.
Yeah. When nobody can tell you who you are, the church, we should be able to tell you who you are. Yes. Now, madam, you are Santinio. Look, I used to work with. I used to work with this man, this Nigerian man. He was an old boy. He doesn't want to do anything. Those days, our University of London, I was a student, and we used to wash plates. And you see, yeah, every time he would sit down, my sons, do this for me. My son, do this for me. Then when he say, hey, I'm a chief, so be careful with the way you talk to me. Then one day, he was supposed to do something. He didn't do it. So the whole place got flooded. And the boss called us and he gave us the fire. He nearly sacked us. Oh. A student, chief's fault. I think he opened the tap, he forgot to close. So when the boss finished blasting us, and then he told us to go, and then we went, and then, you know, as always, as other times, he went to sit in his same place. Then he said, my son, bring me this. When he called me, I said to him, chief, today, you have to work with us. You cannot sit down and be a chief here. I told him, do you think Prince Charles will leave here and go to Nigeria and go and wash plates? You are not a chief anywhere. Stop using this chieftaincy to threaten us all the time. Get up and work. We all came to look for pounds. Chief, I beg you, get up and work. You threaten us too much. We should be careful. Look, drop these things and come and hear the word of God and let something change in your life for God to bless you. Now, be a chief. Now, I'm saying, no, chief. Yeah. Asante healing me. I told him, I'm an asante. Asante will not come here and come and do what we are doing. You are not a chief anywhere. Why are you threatening us with chief Tansy affairs in this corner of England? My son. I said, no, stop this thing. It's past. This is what you've done that we nearly lost our jobs. Stop threatening us that we have not seen an architect like you before. Stop threatening us that we have not seen a lawyer like you before. Stop threatening us that your house is more nicer than the church. We understand, but still when you come here, we should be able to tell you what you need to hear.
Chief.
Are you okay? Yes, chief, I finished him. Yeah. The guys were very happy. They were hitting well done. We see Siache. Listen to what Bishop said. He said, because loyalty and disloyalty are things of the heart, and things of the heart cannot easily be seen. Like many diseases, it is best detected by watching out for symptoms. Let us now look for these important symptoms and signs of disloyalty. But you will not be disloyal. I say you will not be disloyal. You are the good and faithful servant God is selecting this evening to make you enter into his joy. May you enter into the joy of finances. May you enter into the joy of marriage. May you enter into the joy of your basenta growing. May we enter into the joy of mega churches. I'm waiting for the next time we will have these conferences in the stadium. May we enter into the joy of the Lord that Sunday, Bantama alone, 4,000 people will show up on a Sunday in Jesus' name. That one day, Tikrom will become the city. I said the city of God, where the heavens are open over. And we are all trooping there because there's a revival that is happening in the place. It shall be your story. It shall be your story. I said it shall be your story. The Lord is changing your testimony tonight. Receive that grace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sit down. It's a conference. You see, we forget it's a conference, then we are standing up. It's a conference. It's not a convention, it's a conference. Yes, our story is changing. Oh, yes. Yes. Reverend Nassim, our story is changing. It is changing. I feel it that tonight, a new story. Yeah, somebody is rewriting your story again. No, tonight, right here. Yeah. By the unction and by the sensing of the Holy Spirit, I feel somebody's story tonight is being rewritten again. And that you will not just depend on what you know. You will not just depend on how skillful you are. But that because of character, your gift, you see, your gift brings you into the room. But it's your character that maintains you there. You see, so your gift can take you into a room. But your gift cannot keep you in the room. It's your character that will keep you there. May you be a faithful, solid, stable, established servant of God in the mega church. Receive that grace to be a loyal person. Receive that grace to be a committed person. Receive that grace to be a devoted person in the name of Jesus. Tell a person sitting by, it's going to work. He said, it's going to work. My story is changing. Yes. He said, I have found David. Tonight, may he find you. From the corner of Ashanti region somewhere, from the corner of Kumasi somewhere, from the corner of Bantama, may he find you. I said, may he find you. I'm talking about the Master Jesus. May he find you and give you a treasure you never had before. In Jesus' name.
Oh, bless.
Yes. Toba. Naflima dayakabandia. So flendele guest of Ojo Sapandeles. We will come into that fruitfulness, huh? We will. Yeah. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Yes. We serve a good God. Yes, we serve a good God. We serve a faithful God. Yes. Sit down, please. We are closing. Yes. A few more hours. Number one symptom we should look out for: disobedience. Yes, disobedience. A lot of people are disobedient. Yeah, and they don't know it's a manifestation of disloyalty. Yeah, because you see, when Bishop Fabian tells you go out and then go and bring that book that is outside. You see, when you go, yeah, it means you are loyal to him. You believe what he's saying. Yeah, and you trust in what he's saying. Even to go, you will say, oh, I believe that as he's sending me, there's a book there. But once you won't go, and they say, I'm not sure what he's doing, you are disloyal. Yeah. Some of you don't pay tithe. You are disloyal. Yeah. No. I'm telling you tonight is the reason why you are not able to enter into the joy of your finances. Disobedience. Oh, I wish I had time. You have to believe the word of God more than you believe in yourself. Yes. God, he has exalted his word, even above his name. So, believe in the word more than you believe in your circumstances. Many of us, you don't pay tithe. You don't. Yeah. You've heard too much in your life as you go along. The devil has spoken to you too much. You don't pay tithe. Say, hey, now then you go far. Means you mean him. Means you mean him. And you squeeze your hand to give an offering. To be a blessing to the house of God. She said, you are disobedient. Somebody is looking at me like, he's shocked.
Freeze!
Oh, yeah, then we are. It's God speaking to you. It's God. Yeah. You have called. Bishop. They have collected your envelopes. The envelopes are at home. Whether they are writing letters with them or what. You see, why are you deceiving yourself? And trying to deceive God. God is not mocked. You can't mock God. It's not working because you are disobedient. Yeah. If you like, look very well into your life. You will see the thing they taught you and they told you to do, you don't do them. And he said, I don't understand why. Me, I've been in this village for how many years? Yeah, and then today they just come, they take a decision on me. The things they told you to do, be honest with yourself. You don't do them. Some of you say you join flow prayer meeting. You it's not true.
Lie.
You come on and then come and write. Thank you very much. I'm joining from Kumasi Mega Church. Then you turn it off. Then you go and sleep. Then you know what you say to yourself. They don't understand me. I don't have enough data. Nobody even cares. Yeah. So I'll come in the last minute. When the communion. That's the kind of games you are playing with God. So it makes it easy for you to get angry in the church. In fact, it makes it easy for you to believe disloyal people writing on Facebook. You read, no, you say, ah, manka. Yeah. Say, nya menkwa. Yes. Omukrom, why your bishops? Look at what happened to them. You are deceived. Your disobedience has put you in a position you easily believe disobedient people. Hey, the message is spot, isn't it? Isaiah 119, what does he say? What? When you are not eating the good of the land. No, some are willing, but they are not obedient. Yeah. Ah, for willingness. Hey, let's just say it's going to happen now. You will shout. But now, when we said, okay, I see you becoming a millionaire. I see God lifting you. I see God doing, amen, amen. Now the manifestation of the obedience is, bring what you have in your hands and let the Lord that you see him multiply it. You see. 20 people collect the envelopes. Only 3 will bring it back. Yes. We are willing, but not obedient. And obedience. Look, God will monitor your obedience. In your group. No, he's a spirit. And when you're going to worship him in spirit and in truth. Some people, but they are not truthful. Bishop said he used to pray somewhere or he used to have meeting somewhere where there was a lady. Every time he would come, the lady was before him. He said, when you hear the lady speaking in tongues, he used to say, hey, is the lady the leader or I'm the... He said, one day, the Holy Spirit told him, confront that lady. Yeah. And when he confronted the lady told how many men she has been sleeping with. Yeah. He said, hey, something is happening to me, but you are not obedient. It must change tonight. Amen. I said, it must change tonight. Amen. Tonight, something must change where you say, I'm going to stand by my word, no matter how much it hurts me, and I'll be there. If I say I will give, I will give. You see, from tonight, I want God to change. This year, my finances have to change. And I will pay my tithe. Hey, the way a lot of you are nodding your head, I hope you will do it too. And if you are clapping, clap well. Are you okay?
Yes.
You see, I'm not saying anything different from what your bishops have been teaching and your pastors. It's just that I came to enforce what they are saying. Yes, and encourage you too. Yeah, that don't be a disobedient servant. Because the devil is happy for us to be disobedient. So we never receive the promises of God for our lives. But he is raising an obedient servant today. First Samuel, chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, "Had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" All these things that you are trying to do. Do you think God gets impressed with it more than obeying his voice? You are angry. You have a reason to be angry. But he said, "Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." So why are you still manifesting this anger? Is it the voice of God you obey? Or you are still depending on your feelings to keep on manifesting demonic anger? You are disobedient. You come to church and your pastor sits you down and speaks to you. You are angry. He opened the Bible and he read it to you. You are angry. Saul, he was the first king chosen. He never amounted to anything. Yeah. Because of disobedience. And you see, it's a very serious thing such that you come to discover that even though David did worse things than Saul, God still was able to take David back and rejected Saul forever. Hey, I feel the more idea. Okay. Hey. Are you? He said, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Are you with me? And it's like, hey, Ashantis, we like grand things, isn't it? Yeah. Or? Nanebo. 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 Yeah. Yeah. We won't obey nothing. It's changing tonight.
Yes.
I said it's changing tonight. My time is finishing, so. Verse 23. It said, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." It said, "Because thou hast rejected the word of the God, the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king." Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes he rejects us not because he's a good God, but he rejects you because you reject his word. Yes. Yes. Yeah. He can't do much with you and can't do much for you because you reject his word. Yeah. You are too disobedient for him to move you forward. It's changing tonight.
Amen.
I said it's changing tonight.
Amen.
Look, you can be is very, it can be as insignificant as not even reading your Bible or not having your quiet time. Some of us, that's our disobedience. Yes, that small area. Yeah. Where he wants to commune with you. Yeah. And speak to you. And give you revelations for your life. So he's not speaking. And you deceive everybody that you are doing everything. But you know. You fight the word in your heart. You know how you play the table tennis? They say it, then you get angry, then you look down, then you look up, then you even wish you were not there. Hey, people are nodding their heads. Yeah, it's good. But I hope it will change from tonight. I said, I hope it will change from tonight. Let's close, because some of you, it's time to go and sleep. Yeah. Number two. Listen to what Bishop said about disobedience. Disobedient people have a rebellious streak. It is the spirit of rebellion that gives them the audacity to disobey. Yeah. That's why you support them. Yeah. You are disobedient. By the time we go into your life, you can fight easily with your mother. You can fight with your father. You sit in lecture room. The lecturer is talking. You can argue with him. Yeah, there are people like that. Yes. Yeah. They argue with everybody. So when you see disobedient bishops, they are the ones you like. I said they are the ones you like. And within your heart, they are the ones you support. When they can take up their fathers and then speak anyhow, you say, yeah, they are powerful. And they can stand on their own. And they can say things. You are a disobedient Christian. As for this one, if you won't clap, it's okay. I'm okay. Number two. Do you want this manifestation? Scorning. Psalm 1. Verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Mockery. Mocking the church. Mocking your pastors. Mocking Bishop Dark, people are not afraid today to mock him. They mock him. They cut his videos. And then they put it up on their page boldly. And they start writing things. Writing nonsense. About messages you can't preach. Yes, these are mockers. You sit in the hairdressing saloons talking about nonsense. About men of God. When you don't even have a husband. Isn't it? You are a Christian. You are a pastor. You are a church member. But when you go to work, you join your friends and you mock the church. He said, you see, he said that what? Blessed is the man that walketh not. Yes. So the man who walks in, what happens to him? If you are not blessed, what is it? That's what it is. Yes. So when you sit in the seat of the scornful, yeah, and then, you know, you are discussing this about the church, this about, yeah, look, the thing you have not done before, Okay. Don't talk about it as if to say you have ideas that could have made it better. So then you go and start it. And then do the things you have in your head. Why don't you go and do it so that we will see it?
Yeah.
other people as scorners, mockers. Somebody is singing. You can't sing, then you are mocking the person. Are you with me or you are going home? Media don't take nonsense from no man, but that's why you are not married. Yes. Every man of God is like this. Me, I'm called of God. This. That's why you're alone. You walk alone. You walk alone. Who should sit down and listen to you? You can't humble yourself. Who should sit down and listen to you? No, we like scorn, you know. Oh, I want no sincere. No, it's in the church that you see that people can be scorners. You know, when I used to be with Episcopal Sister Leonora Jamie, and she used to be one of the pastors in Milton Keynes those days when we used to pastor the church in Milton Keynes. And I realized one thing, and that's where I realized that people are scorners in the church. You see, when we come to church, you see, she's a medical doctor. When we come to church and then she was a, what was she, consultant for chlamydia, some of these things, some wondrous things like that. Even Bishop Asso was there, yes. Dr. Asso was with us those days, yeah. And you see, you could see that when the church members come and then they are not well, you say, oh, I don't feel all this. You say, oh, go and see her. She will prescribe medicine for them, write it. They humbly will talk to her about what is wrong with them and then collect the medicine and then go. Another time, the same person, I'll say, oh, Sister Leo, this lady, they say, hey, I went to talk about her beloved. She got angry. You see, so then you realize that the person respects her as a doctor, but does not respect her as a lady pastor. So you come to church and then it looks like the bishops are some aimless people. They don't know what they are about. That's why you come and sit in church, chewing gum, sit anyhow, cross your leg anyhow. You are a scorner. You won't come to church with the Bible. You don't write nothing. You know it all. Come and sit and know it all. Analyzing what the pastor is preaching. I'm talking to you tonight, my friend. You have met your match tonight. I say you are a scorner. My brother, you are a scorner. Feeling good about everything, knowing everything, but you are struggling in your room. You are the number one pornography watcher. Nobody knows. Pula kadestifikinda. Hey, and then what's your macho? Huh? From today, no, it's an element of you are a disloyal person. No? This thing that you are sitting in church, you reject Bishop Dag in your heart. The man who has made this building be put up. Hey, how many times has Bishop been in Bantama that he has given you a building here? You sit down and because people are writing about him, you don't have a house. Your grandfather never built a house. What's wrong with you? But somebody in the infinite wisdom of God has given you a church. You have a church building you can point and say, this is my church. You can point to the church. Where do you live? Where do you live? Your bathroom is blocks, isn't it? Put together. But yet, you have the confidence to be scorning. I said, it's changing tonight. It is changing tonight. We are breaking it and driving it out of the church in Jesus' name. And because of one or two things you did in the church, We can't talk your matter anymore. And we should be careful. And every time you want to suggest to your pastor what he should preach. And he should be careful setting examples he's giving. That's why he brought me. Yeah, you come and tell me what to preach.
Preach it. Talk about it.
With your face like that, you come and sit in the church. You want to control everybody. You don't pray. You don't read your Bible. You are nigh to an unbeliever. When we start asking you quote scriptures now, give us even the books of the Bible. You say you're a pastor. Mr. Pastor, I'm talking to you. You who always have excuses. We say even give us 15 books of the Bible. You don't know. An inexperienced amateur pastor. You get up, you talk anyhow. I'm on you tonight, man. Don't go there. And you're angry with Bishop Dag. I said, he gave you a building. He gave you a building. In your own life, even your grandfather couldn't build a house. Are you okay? If you're okay, me too, I'm okay. I didn't mention your name. But that one is because I don't know your name. Me, I'll mention your name, I tell you. Meaning, say your friend, Kwame Fosua. Me catch yourself, Kwame Fosua. Wait, Jimmy Pa, I tell you. Wait, Jimmy Keke. Ushebebia, our grandfather, fee, Ushebebia, Ushofie. No, say Yankupon, Dum Abauso. I just hope a chance for them. Now, you want to control bishops. Tonight, it ends tonight. I said, it ends tonight in Jesus' name. Untie. Yes, with strength too. Hey, with strength. Sometimes I think something will happen to him. Yes. Yeah. The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. And you know what he said? He said, thou fool, your soul will be required of you tonight. And all the things you are bragging in, we will see what you do with them. Sometimes we pride in our jobs. We pride in where we come from. We pride in our cars. We pride in the things. He will sit in heaven and look down and say, look at the fool. You don't even know that in 3 months' time, cancer is coming into your life that you can't even move. He said, look at the fool. Look at how he's behaving. From today, scorning, we send it out of the church. I said, we send scorning out of the church in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, it's gone. It's gone, isn't it? I said, we are free. I said, it's gone. I said, it's gone. The snare is broken and we are free tonight in Jesus' name. Last one and then we go. Yeah. Last one and then we go. Sit down. Oh yes, I was a woman. Yeah. Me were panic as young come to be two witch. I will war more. No, it's sad what we do to our heroes, huh? Yeah, it's sad what we do to our heroes. A good man who has a good heart, wanting to help everybody, that the best will come out of everybody. Yeah, then you see 1, 2, 3 people, they take him up. Then some of us, in our hearts, we support them. Just say, "Eya would say somebody is destroying a good man." As a bishop is sitting here, you'll be shocked what he has been through. That nobody knows. Only trying to do something for God. Only trying to do something for God. The thing you will never do for God, that the man is trying. Yes. Look at Bishop Fabian. Today he's in Sierra Leone. Tomorrow he's in Lagos. The next day he's here. Kodesh, his wife, they are following. Our children, they are on their own. We risk, we leave them. They should go to school. The mercy of God, the grace of God will carry them. You are with your children in the house. You just stay at home. You wake up and then you come and sit here. And when they are preaching the word, you put your nose in the air. And you start discussing them. I came for you. That's why it's easy for you to walk out of the church. Yeah. That's why it's easy for you to be frustrated. Yeah. That's why it's easy for you to be praying and praying and praying and you are not sure whether God is with you or God is not there. It's changing tonight. I said it's changing tonight. Is it change? Has change come? I said, has change come to us? Oh, then we are going to do well. Then we are going to do well. I said, then we are going to do well. We are ready for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Receive those blessings into your life in Jesus' name. Number three, we go. Inflexibility. Inflexibility. Yes. Ah, you need time, Nankanunki. Baby, why you want to say Achumo, Achumo, Achumo? Yes. Why you say? Nothing moves you. Who chewing gum? Sorry, no matter how the pastor will say it, you are still chewing it. Nothing moves you. He's made it worse. I say, Achuma Hamatan, Achino, just say, Waching Ching. Is that what they say? Is that the word? Hey, my tree is coming. Inflexibility is a manifestation of disloyalty. An inflexible person is stubborn and defiant. Yes? An inflexible, you see, there is nothing wrong with making a mistake. But the problem is whether you will change. Because as of now, maybe you don't pay your tithes. And as you hear the preaching, instead of getting angry, just decide right from Sunday there, you will pay your tithe. That's it. You are ready for the blessing. Yes. Flexibility. Are you with me? Yes. You were chewing gum or always you chew gum in church. You say from today. I will never bring gum to church and chew again. From today, I will never come and sit in church anyhow. Or I will never bring a certain type of face to church again. That's it. You are ready for the blessing of God. But people are not flexible. Yeah, they are not. Yeah. It's not easy for people to change. Turn around. Say, why? Why should I change? You change for... And put yourself in a position for him to bless you. Yes. He molds you into who he wants you to be. And then he blesses you. That's the vessel change. Yeah. The container, yeah, must be in such a way that it can contain a certain type of oil. Without it, you can't hold it. You can't hold that oil. You see, what you are looking for, if you won't change into who he wants you to be, he can't give you the blessing. Don't be a stubborn person who cannot turn around. Yeah. Are you with me?
Yes.
Huh? Okay. Don't make your matter so hard that as for you, when they speak to you, it's like the thing has to be prolonged and it goes on and on and on, and nothing can move you. He said, I'm sorry. I beg you. Lord, you kneel down in your room. You lift your hand and say, God, I'm sorry. I've sinned against you. Please forgive me. And then you turn around. I said, you turn around. Yes. Yes. You repent and you forsake. Are you with me? Are you understanding me? You turn around. You that's where you have to put on your phone. Don't answer one. Don't answer two. Don't answer three. Hey, don't answer four. You say, he's going to call me tonight, but I will not answer. Yes. You are flexible. Now you are ready. Look, if you are flexible and you can turn around, I said you are ready for God's blessings. Amen. You are ready. Pastors, let's turn around. Okay? Let's go back for our first love. Okay, from the beginning, how much we loved God, how much we wanted to serve him, how much we wanted to sacrifice for him, how much we were zealous. When they call us, we will run into the house of God. From the beginning, when you said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. May we turn around and go back for our first love. The support we used to give, turn around. Okay? These days, you have become some way with your finances. So you can see, times are hard. Things are difficult. But you don't have to live in the economy of the world. You have to live in the economy of heaven. When he says, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Ah, look. He can do all things so. Yes. And he can cause all things to work together for your good. Because you love him. Yeah. All things don't work together for the good of everybody. It works together for the good of them that love. If you love him, it doesn't matter your position today. He can use right where you are. Right in that situation. He will use it to work out something for your good. You will not even believe it. Hallelujah. I mean, what was Naomi going to do? Your husband is dead. Your son is dead. Your other son is dead. You have two daughters-in-law with you. What are you going to do now? But God had a plan. I said, God had a plan. I said, God had a plan. I said, God had a plan. You can never determine what God will do. I said, God had a... Look, God, I have come to see that he is too awesome. Look, you see, God wanted to find a way to bless Cornelius. Yeah. Because Cornelius was an unbeliever who prayed to him. And then was giving offerings all the time. Now, how is he going to bless him? You see, do you know what he did? He made an angel appear to Cornelius. And then when the angel appeared to Cornelius, he told him that send men to Joppa and go and call Peter. When Peter comes, he will tell you what to do. You see, and the moment the men left and then they were going, Peter was hungry. And then he said, I'm going to relax a bit. Do food for me to eat. Then all of a sudden, Peter started having a vision. You see, the moment the angel appeared and then Cornelius sent the men, God started working on Peter. You know, what he can... Look. The prophet said, tomorrow by this time. You see, I don't have time for us to go into all the scriptures. He said to... The guy standing there said, even if God... You see, you don't know what God can do. And the strategy he's going to use, you cannot determine it. Because he was about to use lepers. So when you look at the hunger, the way people are going about their duties, nothing seems to be working. When he says tomorrow by this time, you can easily argue. But be flexible. Be flexible and understand. You see, the man told him, the prophet told him, You will see it, but you will not enjoy. And you see, when the booty was happening, he was alive. So he thought, oh, this thing will, the people ran over him. You never know how. Yes, you never know where he's going to pass. Stop getting angry because they told you to do something that goes against what you think must be done. Hey, the place is, I can hear the fan, I can't hear nobody. Oh, yes. Yeah. Look, I said you would never. That story, each time I read it, I say, God. Lepers enter into an army camp. And then they hear the footsteps of army men coming. Then they run away. And then the booty that they leave behind. 24 hours, there is food for everybody. You see, you will never be able to determine. Because there is hunger today. And he's saying tomorrow by this time, there'll be a lot of food. But God is God. I said, God is God. I said, God is God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a good God. We serve a God who knows the end from the beginning. We serve a God who can make all things work together for your good. Become a flexible person in his house. Okay? Yes, as you serve him, be flexible. Yeah, an inflexible person will easily be a disloyal person. You can't be told what to do. And you won't change. Sometimes they will tell you, this is your behavior of always arguing in meetings. Change you. They will never change until they get to the highest and then the devil uses them. Yeah. To do a major work that destroys their own life. It shall not be you in Jesus' name. Inflexible church members are not prepared to stay on if the church goes beyond the stipulated time. It's in the book. An inflexible an unyielding person is difficult to work with. God can't work with you. Yeah. I've said I'll be a full-time minister. Now they say I should go and do. God can't work with you. Yes, you are not flexible. And my question is, what about if he's trying you? What about if he's testing you? Yes. Yeah. What about if he's testing you? Yeah. That in just 3 months from today, he will change everything about you. Whatever if he's testing you. Yeah. That in just maybe 3 months from today, he's preparing somebody in Australia who may send you $100,000. What about if he's testing you? You already are sitting down, analyzing everything and thinking, no, this is not how, it's not how you planned it. It's how he wants to do it. How he wants to do it. Stubborn people are always not prepared to take correction when they are confronted. He said, you will see this in the life of Saul. When Samuel confronted him about the war with the Amalekites, he argued with Samuel. Argument. Stop arguing, eh? Some of us, you like arguing too much, even in your head. You are just an inflexible person. To give you a good advice is frustrating. Argue about everything. It's changing tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I said, it's changing tonight. Are you glad you came?
Yes.
How many of you are glad you came? I'm not sure. Wow.
Amazing.
We are glad we came.
And the chorus says, you like me or you don't like me. Yeah, you have to be flexible. Okay? Yeah, sometimes you are singing. He said the song did not work. Go and sit down. You are cool. Yeah.
You don't change your face.
You don't change your face.
Yeah,
and you support the preaching. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And you preach on.
Yeah.
This thing of I won't sing again. You see, you are not flexible. You are not malleable.
Sit down and be quiet.
Yes. Sit down, be quiet, controlling the atmosphere now.
I won't mind you.
I won't mind you. Yeah. Shall we say amen? Then you turn your eye. Head somewhere. No, but you are not like that. I say you are not like that. That's why the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and he added no sorrow with it is coming upon you. I pray in the next 24 months from today, as you stay loyal, may the Lord unleash a treasure upon you, give you something you never had before, and turn you into a hero in Jesus' name. Mercy, Bishop. Bishop. We are closing. 1 Samuel 15, verse 13 to 14. You know, I'm reading my father's book to you.
Yeah.
I love his books. I love the books Bishop writes. Yeah. 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 I can stay up all night just enjoying church growth. Yeah. Church growth and Gethsemane. Yeah. You learn how to wait on the Lord. Bishop has given us everything. Like Bishop Patrick was saying today, there is no one author in this world who has written a variety of subjects like Bishop Dag. Nobody. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. If you want to be rich, he that hath labor to be blessed, live with them. They will change your life. Yes. There's nothing you want to do in this life. You won't find a book. But you see, yet the Macarios, they are sitting here. And they sell them so cheap. You use your money to go and buy kebab, isn't it? You chew the kebab into your stomach. You say, yes, I got a feeling. Yes. Are you with me? Or you're going home? Young man, you want to do well. You've been smoking weed for a long time. You don't know what to do. There's a book for you. There's a book for you. There's a book called Spiritual Dangers. There's a book. How to be strong in the Lord. There's a book. There's a book. There's a book for everybody here. Your situation. There is a book in here. Yes. Yes. That can change your situation. No matter who you are. That one I'm confident of.
Yeah.
There's a book for everything. He has given us everything. There's a book. Hallelujah. No, he picks us as unbelievers. Look at me preaching in a conference. He picks us as unbelievers. So then he turns us into who we are. Is he not a great man? I said, is he not a great man? If this is my father, is he not a great man? It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Come on. Come on. Yeah. When I was talking to somebody, when was it? I've forgotten the other day. And then I was the person was asking me, hey, Bishop, so I've been looking for you. I said, I beg you, I'll call you. They said, why won't you? I said to her, oh, over the weekend I was busy. Because last week, Thursday by now, I was in London. This is the Thursday we attended the Benny Hinn, this thing, yeah, the First Love Benny Hinn. I said to her, Friday I was in London. The meeting lasted all day. Saturday I was in London. The meeting lasted till about 11 in the night. Sunday, I said I was in Madrid. I was preaching in the church. Sunday, early hours of the morning, I was already in Amsterdam. And then I looked in. And then by Monday, I was in Amsterdam. Monday evening, I was in Ghana. You know what I said? When I sat in the plane and then I was coming, I said, thank God for Bishop Dark's life who has given me my life's work. In 2 days, I'm in 4 countries. He's not a... Yes. He's giving me my life's work. He's giving me my life's work. Hey, as I'm standing here, I will preach till I die. Yeah. And I've told my wife, when they say we are moving, we move. Yes. No, no arguments. No. They say we are moving, we move. Yes. No, and we have moved, eh? We have moved. Yes. Yeah. I used to live in Barcelona about 6 months ago. Yes. He said, move to Madrid. And you see, that is the greatest wisdom you get from Bishop.
That's right.
Once you move, once Bishop says, do this, you do it, you will see that all of a sudden, you enter a new world you never knew you could enter. Yeah, he makes us daring, courageous Christians. Why are you frowning at the new thing they are telling you to do? Mr. Pastor, why are you frowning at the new thing they are exposing you to? Inflexibility. It keeps you in the same place. Yeah. And you never get any new revelation. It's changing tonight. I said tonight is changing. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Choristers, are you with me? When they say we are learning the song, stay up all night and learn it. It's worth staying up all night to learn it, because one day somebody will come to church and will hear it, and because of the song, she will go and come back again.
Yeah.
We can close, isn't it? Yes, we have to. Saul was arguing. Look at what he said. I have performed the commandment of the... Did he perform the commandment of the Lord? From today, let's stop the arguments, okay? Okay? And become a flexible, malleable, okay, vessel that you want to be a cup, but maybe he's trying to make you into a plate. Allow him. Okay? Allow. Stop arguing with your husband all the time. Okay? He chose you. He married you. There are many women who love your husband, even as you are with him. I'm telling you, you don't have an idea. There are many women who love your husband. Yes. And you know, he chose you. There are a lot of women everywhere. Everywhere you go. Yeah. Yeah. The lot you will find is women. Oh, yeah. Whether Russia, whether America, wherever. A lot of women. Jamaica, wherever. Yes. Tanzania, wherever. A lot of women. So when he chooses you amongst the lot, be flexible. I said be flexible. Yeah. Be flexible. Yeah. Among all, he chose you. Be flexible. Okay? Be flexible. He comes at night. Serve him the food and sit by him. And let him eat. And talk to him. Don't get angry. You are lying in the bed. And then you are telling him, the food is in the kitchen. Go and find something to eat. Be flexible, my darling. Be flexible, my dear. Be flexible. And the Lord will give you grace. The Lord will give you a higher grace. The Lord will give you a greater grace. The Lord will give you more grace. For he giveth more grace. More grace. Receive an extra grace. Receive a greater grace. Receive a grace you never had before. In Jesus' name. Wow. What a blessing. Wow. Wow. Hey, something has been broken in the atmosphere. Setanda labakosteya. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How many of us are going to be flexible tonight? Satalaba. We will never be disloyal. I said we will never be disloyal. And the traits of disloyalty shall not be found in our lives. We will never manifest this disloyal traits in Jesus' name. Psalm 124 and we close. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may you put your name there. Now may I, yes, now may I say, it's going to work. Yes, be flexible. Yes, go on. He says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Go on. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. They thought by now we will not be around again. But you are still around. Kotas takayanda. The stream had gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Sulamba. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. I said, tonight, the snare over your life of you being an inflexible person is broken in Jesus' name. Ah, I said, tonight, the snare of being a stubborn person is broken over your life in Jesus' name. I said, the snare of being somebody who never pays his tithe tonight is broken in Jesus' name. And you are free as a bird. Give me the last. Give me. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in what? I said our help. God is going to help you. God is going to liberate you. Stekatanda labakasteya. Labrinde kayanda. I said I speak and I prophesy over somebody tonight. The Lord is your helper. The Lord is your shade. Ah, he will never leave you nor forsake you. As you lift up your eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh your help? Your help is coming from the Lord. Receive help that comes from God in Jesus' name. The snare is broken. The snare is broken tonight. The snare of scorning is broken over our lives today. In the name of Jesus. The snare of stubbornness has left us. And today, the spirit of creativity, light, guidance, direction is coming your way. Begin to thank God. Yes, Lord. Everybody pray. Zumanda labakonde ste breke mene katusti. Hola bada yakosti. Lemanda lababandelebe. Nola bada katindeste. Lebobosti barana makanda skafabi. Marana mama. Lebranda malabakatesti. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Makamora ne mekandesti. Holy Spirit, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. He's giving somebody help tonight. Andelebekatosti. The wind of the Spirit is blowing over you. One more time. Te tendele becusti frigina la casta blaconde ste flecasto. Sindele me de sabundele me ba. Ma le menekins. He banda la basto. Oh yes, Lord. Oh, some God. How great thou art. You are mighty,
are your miracles.
We stand. Yes, Lord,
Lord, we bow and worship.
Lift up your hands with me. He's an awesome God, awesome
God. How great thou art.
You are.
Of your holy name, Lord, we bow and worship.
Awesome God, has He been good to you? Lift up your hands and worship. Yes, Lord, you are.
We're standing
all
of your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we bow and worship.
Let's tell Him for the last time. He's an awesome God.
Oh, awesome.
You are God. We stand in awe. Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we bow and worship.
Take your seats, please.